Hare Krishna. Arjuna asks a question of Krishna. Which is better, renouncing activities of themselves or working in devotion? Arjuna is concerned because by fighting such a battle, there would be, he felt, many, many sinful reactions that would accrue to him. So one of the best ways, he felt, or he argued, to stop sinful reactions was not just to stop sins, because sins can happen even unknowingly, is to stop activities, stop the performance of prescribed duties. So that's called karma sannyas. So his question is, should we stop performing our prescribed duties, stop doing work, or rather, should we work in devotion? Because Krishna has in the previous chapters spoken about how we should work in devotion. Which of the two is superior? And Krishna unequivocally says, work in devotion is superior. This is Nishkama Karma Yoga, where you work in a detached spirit, meaning you work without a sense of attachment to the fruits of your labor, and you remain pure like the lotus leaf. So the lesson I would like to indicate from this chapter for today is, be like the lotus leaf in this world. The lotus is also called in Sanskrit Pankaja. One word for lotus is Pankaja, because Panka means mud and Ja means born. The lotus is born from the mud, but the lotus remains a symbol of purity and beauty despite that. Similarly, we all have to live in the outside world. We have to work in the outside world. We have to interact practically all day long with people from the outside world. And there's always a danger that we may get infected with the material consciousness. So by learning the art and the technique of working for Krishna in devotion and sacrificing the fruits of the actions to Krishna and not trying to enjoy them for oneself, one actually becomes like this lotus leaf. So whether at your workplace, whether in the tube and the railway, on the streets, or wherever, we can remember this example of the lotus and try to be detached by remembering that our existence is meant to serve Krishna. We have to offer everything we have, including the fruits of our activities, to Krishna. Thus, we should remain aloof from the bad influence of all types of wrong association that we may be obliged to have in the course of our day. I'll narrate just one small story, which is a favorite, that Srila Prabhupada once narrated about how we can be like a lotus leaf. There was once a monkey, and he used to live on the bank of a tree, on the bank of a river, on top of a tree. And there was a crocodile who visited the tree often. He would cast very expecting glances at the monkey because he wanted to capture the monkey. One day he told the monkey, please come along, I'll take you for a ride in the river. You can just hop onto my back. So the monkey, being a monkey, immediately without thinking, jumped on. And the crocodile started moving in the water. And as he started getting further and further away from the banks, the crocodile started immersing himself lower and lower in the water. And the monkey started getting alarmed. He said, what are you doing? What are you doing, my friend? You're sinking, you're going further down, and I cannot swim. So the crocodile said, yes, that's the idea. My wife is waiting down below at the bed of the sea, of the river. And today is Sunday, and we're going to have a Sunday feast. And she especially likes the heart of a monkey to eat. He said, really? The monkey, even though he's very fickle, he also has a sharp intelligence. So he replied, "Oh, how sad, how sad." He began to laugh loudly. So the crocodile said, "Why are you laughing?" He said, "You should have told me this earlier. I would have brought my heart with me." "So what do you mean?" "Yeah, I left it behind on the tree." "Really?" "Yes, if you take me back, I'll just hop onto the tree, get the heart and come back with you." So the crocodile agreed. He wound his way back to the bank, and the moment he was some distance away from the bank that the monkey could jump, the monkey jumped, climbed on top of the tree, and then thumbed his nose at the crocodile. What is the moral of the story? Prabhupada said, the moral of the story is, associate with non-devotees if you have to, if your circumstances compel you to, but don't give them your heart. That's something you have to give only to Krishna. Meaning that don't indulge in activities that give them pleasure. And now is the time for maximum pleasure outside. The streets are full, the pubs are full, the restaurants are full in activities of apparent pleasure and happiness, which are, of course, as we know, activities of misery. So at work and among your friends, there may be temptations and pulls and pushes to participate in activities of that sort. But no, we can't give them our heart. Our happiness and our pleasure is reserved in Krishna consciousness. So therefore we can still remain like the lotus, working in devotion for Krishna. Hare Krishna.